Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, Monday night. I'll tell you what's going on in a few minutes, right after we play a quick song. We got a couple of things going on tonight. Michelle will be calling in for a brief time if she can get away. I'll update you as much as I can what's going on with her. I'll update about me. We're going to give away the tote bag. So somebody's going to be the lucky tote bag winner. And I'm looking forward to that. But hey, you know, let's get partying. Welcome to the show, everyone. It's Manic Monday. That's right. You found the place where we talk reality TV. We talk reality everything. Tonight, we started this before I went to the hospital. Tonight, we want to do something special. But before that, I'm going to throw it over to Cherry and let her say hello to everyone while I get in.
Hi, everyone. Glad to see everybody in the chat room. Hi, everybody out there in the podcast world. Glad everybody's here with us tonight. We got a lot of new people.
Yeah, give a shout out to some of the new people. I see one new
Mystic
person there.
In the chat room who is new with us. Vicky is in the chat room with us. I haven't seen her in the chat room in ages. So we've got a couple of people that's new in the chat room. And our usuals, we've got Oregon Pammy is with us again tonight. Lola, Mappy, Mish from Yonkers, Leanne, Jess, Kim, and Lola. Did I say Mappy? Mappy. Paul, Cupcake Sue's, BB Boston. All of our usuals are here tonight. So glad everybody's here with us. Everybody's here to see how you're doing, I believe, Ron.
Okay.
See what you're going to do tonight.
Let's introduce Mystic to what the show's about. What the show is about is we do it four times a week, Monday at 7 p.m. with Michelle Costa, a Big Brother. Tuesday, it's a open, you know, cast of many's at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Thursday, we have a Survivor show where we usually bring Survivor castmates and we talk Survivor. Now that Idol's on, we talk a little Idol too. And then Sunday, we have The Amazing Race and Louie, the detective from two seasons ago, is a co-host. So the show is about reality TV, but it's also about reality in general. And I'm dealing with reality right now. And like my co-host now today, this is Cherry Garcia tonight, because Michelle is dealing with reality tonight. Her grandmother passed away. And so she's unable to be here. And this show's going to probably have to change a little bit, I'll be honest with you. I was just realizing as I talk, we're going to probably have to do some new stuff here. It's going to be, you know, to give me breaks to talk. So we're just really great. It's a fun show. Sit back, enjoy. If you like reality TV, you enjoy. If you don't like reality TV, this may not be the place to be, because we seem to talk about it 90% of our time. But we do talk about other things. Musicians, movies, and so on. Okay, Cherry, talk for a second to catch my breath.
Okay. Just to give you a little update. I told you guys yesterday that Ron was not in this fight alone, and that we would be fighting with him. And myself and Missy made some phone calls today, doing three-way calls, and I happened to speak with the mayor of Chatsworth, Georgia, today, and he is going to be calling the congressman in Ron's area to see if they can get his Social Security disability pushed through faster. So we are hoping that maybe we can get him some medical attention and get him possibly in a rehab center where they can assist him with some of the medical care. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. We're making phone calls, and we're not stopping. And I said we're going to fight this fight, and that's what we're doing. So you back with us, Ron?
Yeah. So are you talking Dan, Big John, Paul? Dan, Paul, 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 where are you? Okay, Cherry, when I stop talking, you got to pick up, okay?
Well, I was checking. I wanted to see if it was about Dan, too. I don't know if that was – I was wanting to see if it was about Dan, too.
Sorry, I got a pop-up.
Let me
Paul,
know
get
if
get your
that
ass
was...
up on the phone line. That's the bottom line. Just get your ass up here. We can't deal with two people right now. And sorry, Cherry. I'm not mad at you. I just got an instant message, and I can't see what's going on. And I'm sorry about being, but I got so much to talk about, and I need to calm down. So we're gonna get I'm gonna play Buzz back and get me relaxed because I'm mad a little bit. I'm not mad at you, nobody, but I'm just I can't get concentrating on this. I know some other news that I still gotta tell.
Yeah, we've got other news too, so.
My head's pounding like a dynamite blast. Tried to sleep in on Saturday. This hangover sure having its way. But good thing the dogs are playing UT on the TV, cause that's reason enough for me to get a six pack of Remedy. I got my buzz back, now I'm feeling alright. Ain't nothing gonna hold me down tonight, cause I'm a pilot of this party flight. And I'm calling my going down, bringing last night's good time back around with a couple of beers and my good friend Jack. I got my buzz back, I got my buzz back, yeah. 7 digits sitting in my phone, the thought of her won't leave me alone. There was making out and making plans, and maybe tonight we can do it again, yeah. Got the nerve to call her.
Welcome back, guys. First of all, I want to apologize to Jerry because I think we both got bombarded with that news, and we were both really close to Dan, so I didn't know. And right, Jerry?
Yes, very much so.
And that kind of you guys, you know, and everything, and then I'm getting an instant message about something else going on, and I also know a couple of the things that is happening that I haven't shared yet, that I don't know how much I should share. And then, so you guys are going to have to bear with us tonight. I want to give away our package. Let me bring up Paul now that he could talk and not bombard us in the chat room with the news. Paul, never do that again. If it's news about somebody that comes to our chat room, never, especially these days. That you totally lost us.
Hello.
Hi,
yes.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Clarify this stuff news.
Cupcake Suze asked me if I'd seen the posting and that he was in the hospital, so I left and went to his Facebook, and then I copied and pasted what he had posted about, you know, it's about 20 minutes ago now, so. And yes, those that are asking, that is Wheelchair Dan, as Pammy was clarifying, Big John in the chat rooms.
Okay. So he's in the hospital right now?
Yes, it was posted about 20 minutes ago on his Facebook, in the hospital again, damn heart messing up, going to be a long few days, hope it's fixable, will suck if it isn't. So I thank Suze for noticing that and bring it to our attention.
Yeah, thank you, Suze, very much.
Yeah, I appreciate it, too, because...
Don't know how much that guy means to me.
Yeah, me too, and that's why, guys, my emotion kind of was involved in it, because...
No, I'm sorry about that.
Anyway, let me finish my statement before I forget it. Anybody that knows Stan knows me, knows that we hate each other in the chat room when we pick on each other. But last year, Dan is the reason I was able to go to Vegas. He bought my best ticket, and someday I hope to pay him back for that. He did the unitard, and you guys don't know how much I appreciated that. I was willing to do it, not more. And then, no, he's suffering something that I'm suffering too. So, I'm upset.
All right, two girls are crying. Paul, you better start talking.
All right. Pray, guys. No, let me pray real quick. Lord, I just come before you, Lord. I know this is not a normal show tonight. Michelle was supposed to call in for 5 minutes, but the last DM I received, I don't think she's going to be calling it either. And because I know she don't care, because we're a family. Lord, I pray for her family right now. They can't lose another person in their life. So touch her aunt right now. As she's being sent to the in the ambulance, and touch her, Lord, and bless her, Lord, and Lord, I pray for Dan, one of my best friends that I've met in the show, and touch him, Lord, and Lord, I know you're gonna take care of me. I know you got it under control, and. Lord, this is what I wanted to do kind of today anyways. I wanted people to call in and we pray. I've been wanting to do a show of something like this. And we got time to give away the prize and talk a little reality too. And we just wanted to give you the glory. And Lord, I know you're in control. I've been thinking about songs that I used to play for my mom. The song that gets those, you got it under control. You got it under control. I know you do. I can, I will. You will see me through it. And Lord, just touch everyone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Guys, I want to take a break. And okay. Yeah, maybe guys, you guys are going to be tearjerker on this one. But I hope not. And we'll be back, and then we'll give away a prize.
Thank you.
Yes. Welcome back, guys. Yeah, just, yeah, the ant thing had started the downfall. Everything's going on me, and I don't even know if Michelle knows about me yet. You know, that, you know, is. So, I mean, when she hears about me, if she hasn't already, I think she has. I believe, and there's so many other people, too, that were, you know, we have that are connected to the show that is going through issues. I hate to be specific and just narrow name one or two. I mean, Kim has suffered. And we've all suffered something. So, okay, let's move on to something happy. Sounds good, Paul? Jerry?
Yeah.
Are you guys okay over there?
Yeah.
And I forgive everyone. I wasn't mad, physically mad at nobody. I was more, what is the word, what you get when you feel like you've been hit with a semi-truck?
I don't know. You know how I am about Dana. And when they said that, I had to stop and find out.
Oh, and that's where I kind of got frustrated. We didn't have a third person up here because we thought Michelle would call it for her 5 minutes, and we could, you and me could handle it. We didn't know Dan's news was going to come in. We didn't know Michelle's news was going to come in, and everything. Okay. Here's how we're going to do it. I know we have a delay. I got 11 people qualified this for the tote bag. Anybody that donated in the month of
March.
Any amount was put into the drawing. It's not really a drawing. It's going to be different. It's going to be a game, and we won't know if what number you have, but we're gonna eliminate, and everything. So okay. What I need is a number between 1 through 11. Give me a number 1 through 11.
Are you wanting the chat to give it, or do you want me to throw one out?
Yes, chat only. Paul and Jerry, I don't want you to give one. No. Let's do chat only. So then we won't get no delays. Okay, 7. Just one at a time. I only need one at a time, so I'm taking 7.
It's like the wave of the audio just hit the chat room.
Okay, first person is eliminated. Amy. I believe it's Amy, BB Boston. BB Boston, did you donate? Is she in the chat room today?
Yes.
Vicky, you are on this one. You are on this one. Technically, it's in Monday to Monday. So it will, yeah, everybody that gave up today is on this list. It's 11 of you guys. Okay. I need another number starting now. Yeah, here. I'll tell you who's all on it. Lisa Cruz, Mary, Sue, Paul. Oh, wait, I don't want to. Never mind. I can't do it. But everyone's on the list if you donated in the month of March. Okay. Okay, I got the next person eliminated. Okay, I need 1 through 10 now. 1 through 10. Lisa. Next person eliminated. Another one. Okay, we'll go that number. Okay. 1 through 5. I need 1 through 5 now. Actually, yeah, 1 through 5. No, actually, 1 through 6. It's 1 through 6, but it's okay. Okay. This is the last round. We're narrowing down to the last three. Okay. Will it be door number 1, A, door number 2, B, or door number 3, C? Do not vote yet. Please do not vote. I got to make sure I get in my head something real quick. Okay. I want you to do this. Cherry, are you available?
I am.
Count the B's. Paul, count the A's. And I'll count the C. Whoever gets whatever letter gets the most in a 30-second period will win the prize. Starting now, you can count the first ones that are up there.
Which one am I getting? A's?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to stop it there. How many B's did you have, Cherry?
5 B's.
How many A's did you have?
I only saw
1. B's.
1.
1? Give me a second. I'm trying to unmute.
Lisa.
I think it was 4 C's, but you stop chatting. No more chatting for a second.
I'll look at the history in the chat.
No, it was 5. Oh man, it's a tie, isn't it? It was a tie, right? Did you say there was
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 B's. Well, oh no, Oregon Pammy put it in twice. I'm sorry.
Okay, who was that? B.
Yeah.
And the winner of the bag. So the numbers were A. A was 1, right? A was 1? Yes. Yes, Ron. It's Paul over here from Minnesota. Yes, it was 1. And B had 4. And A had, or C had 5.
B had 5
winner,
as well.
What?
B had 5 as well.
But you said somebody did it twice.
B had 6, but she put it in twice.
Oh.
So it was 5.
Well, who voted A?
I forget.
Well, this is getting dumb, guys. I'm just going to do this.
He did.
Terry, pick a letter A, B or C.
Me?
Yes.
B.
Okay. The winner is Kim from Georgia. Do we not want to applaud? Does
anybody Kim
have...
wins.
Woo.
Guys, this is the most, I think, depressing show we've had. And it's not none of our faults. I understand. We all have things on our heads. So, you know what I think we should do, guys? I wanted to try to give time for Michelle to call in. I'm not going to say. Can't tell you. I would have told you guys all your numbers and stuff, too. But then you guys would have voted for yourself. And then I got thinking, some people want to donate anonymously, too. So, and I just had the tote bag. I wanted to give it away. And everyone that donated, thank you. You know who did. And you will just get the tote bag and maybe some stuff in there. I know you get a Louis autograph. And Michelle Costa autograph. So, and if you haven't seen the tote bag, here's the tote bag.
Are you holding it up for us to look at? A virtual image. There it goes.
I don't know if this person wants to talk or not. 506, do you want to talk?
It'd be Mr. No Pants.
You know,
that's New Brunswick area code.
Pick him up and see.
Let's pick him up.
Hello? Yes, is this the Ron show?
No.
Is that you, Mr. No Shirt?
Yep.
Mr. Ron Rad?
You know what? For a second there, you sounded like a girl.
Well, I just called in to say hi, Ron. Hi, Paul. Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was just listening on the phone to the contest.
Let me clarify about the contest. Yeah, Vicky, I did it before I went to the hospital. I asked people to donate, you know, a couple bucks, you know, like $5 to help me pay a bill. And I had the tote bag that I made. So when I went to the hospital, I just thought anybody that gave donations should have just, you know, go ahead and get a chance. So I want to mail it off, and we're going to get some more stuff like that. And each month, you know, if anybody donates any price, you know, you will be put into a game at the end of the month for a goodie bag. So that will come. Give us mail. Hey, Mr. No Pants. How are you?
Yeah, Ron. Good, dude.
Right now, I feel like I've been run over by a semi-truck.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear about Dan?
No.
Our friend Dan is in the hospital, too.
Oh, my goodness. Gracious. That's horrible.
I know.
He posted, I'll read it from his Facebook, in that hospital again, damn heart messing up, going to be a long few days, hope it's fixable, will suck if it isn't. And he posted that about 45 minutes ago. So I don't know where you're calling from, whether you're at work or what.
I don't know, I'm just on the road. I should be home shortly in the next few minutes, but I just called in to say hi to everybody, and that's horrible news.
And, Ronnie, you're going to tell him about Michelle?
Are you there, Ron?
Ron? Hmm. I wonder if Ron lost his Skype connection.
What's going on with Michelle?
Ron got a DM just before the show started, and Michelle was in an ambulance with her aunt, headed to the hospital with her aunt. So poor Michelle Costa has really been through it lately, too.
She's been on a whirlwind for the last month, yeah.
I'm telling you, poor girl, my heart breaks for her.
Can you hear me now?
There you are, Ron.
I moved my table and pulled my cord from this headset area.
Ron, don't
yes.
do that again.
Stop that. It hurts when I do this. Well, don't do it then.
It didn't hurt. But I needed my aspirin, and I had to reach them. No, it was actually my foot. Oh.
So are you staying out of trouble, Ron?
Yes.
You're doing everything you're told?
I think so.
Good. Because I got my tickets for Vegas, and I plan on seeing you there.
There you go.
You going to come and get me?
Yeah, I'll come and get you.
No, you could ride the limo with me. The Audi's going to get.
Oh, my God. How much fun would that be?
That would be fun.
That would be a major road trip.
Yeah, get lots of video and stuff. Oh, my God.
All right, this is going to be a weird question. I don't frequently watch it, but who watched Dr. Phil today?
Not
I
me,
didn't,
but
I heard about
brother
it.
Guy.
Yeah. DB5's Scott Long was on with a couple other guests on the Dr. Phil talking about uncontrollable rage, and they introduced him as the biggest bully ever on Big Brother.
He wasn't the biggest bully.
That's the way they introduced him.
I think James was worse.
James Ryan?
No. Crazy James.
Crazy James?
Yeah, let's talk about that subject then. That's a good subject. Let's do a little BB talk. We got three gurus up here. A big brother. So who would be some of the other people that would be more crazier than Scott Long?
And from Crazy James season, the first person popped in my head was Joshua.
You know, he wasn't crazy, though, was he? I mean, they're talking testosterone, I think, crazy, right? Or what was the subject again?
Well, they introduced him. They had a couple of people on, and then about a half hour or so into it, they said, after the break, we're going to have the biggest bully from Big Brother. So the term was bully, I guess.
I think then when it comes down to bully, wouldn't Evil Dick be the biggest bully?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they must be grasping for stories if they're getting Scott on from season 5.
That's what I think, too.
I was just going to say, Scott hung with Cowboy.
Yeah, he was one of the four horsemen, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Jason, Cowboy, and Drew.
Yeah, yep. I mean, he didn't do much. Jace was the bigger bully.
Cowboy was a bigger bully than all of them.
He's just a pain.
Lisa brought up Chelsea. I can kind of see that.
Yeah, Amanda killed. She wanted to kill Amanda, Natalie. That's why I said Crazy James and her. Kind of like rolled out rolls.
Craiger said Brenschel.
And that's kind of true.
Neanderthal.
Well, Kairos. Now we could name quite a number, couldn't we?
Yeah, there's a
I know
few.
The biggest bully of all time.
And that would be...
Wait, I missed a call. Oh, it wasn't who the biggest bully of all time was. Yeah, I think the biggest bully of all time, and Big Brother, I mean, if you consider the biggest bully, Scott Long, I think Michelle Costa was a bigger bully than Scott Long. I think she was probably the meanest person on that show sometimes. I mean, she was a bully to America. She was a bully to America. She turned her back to us. And I don't understand that girl sometimes. I mean, I still don't know why I do a show with her every Monday.
This has to be a segue into her call.
She's such a big bully.
Well, I love her. I think.
But I can't pick on her too much. I love you, Michelle.
Hey, what's going on?
Not
Hi,
much.
Michelle.
We've got.
Hey, everybody.
We've just done the one of the saddest shows I feel like there ever has been. But we're trying to pick it up and talking biggest bullies. And we love you,
bully.
Michelle. And I know, how's your aunt doing?
We're in the emergency room right now.
How's she doing, hon?
She's having the same kind of symptoms as my grandma did, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so she's not having as a heart attack.
I hate, Michelle, this is Paul. I hate ERs the way they seem to not pay attention. Are they giving her the attention due, her symptoms?
Well, we decided to take the ambulance because we thought that way they would... excuse me, sorry. I'm just a mess right now. We would think that they were going to give us a little bit more attention, but no, they told us that it's going to be a lot of waiting, so... And we had my grandmother's funeral all day long today.
Man, that's why they sent me in the ambulance when I went on Thursday, was because they knew that they would get me right in and up.
Yeah, well, when we brought my grandmother the other day, we drove her in and they must have saw something was wrong with her vitals and everything and took her right in. And
yeah, me too.
That was the last of it with her. She was there for 3 days and unfortunately she passed away. And
Michelle?
Today was her funeral, and here
we
are.
That's what I was
asking. Yeah. So I'm pretty much losing my mind right now as we speak.
We said a prayer for you earlier at the beginning of the show.
You?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, guys. Yeah, this is, like, out of control right now.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know what to do with myself anymore. I'm like... My grandmother was, like, really unexpected, and now here we are with my aunt, who passed out in the hospital when she found out about my grandmother, so.
That's your mom's sister?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Did this occur, did she have her symptoms at the funeral today then, or?
Yes, she's been having it for a few days. She actually passed out in the hospital, and then the day before and the week and the funeral, she's been having back pain, chest pain, and tingling in her left leg.
Well, Michelle, we're all thinking of you, and it just doesn't make sense to a lot of us why one person has to go through what you've been going through. And we are trying to pass along as much strength through our good thoughts for you, honey.
Everybody in the chat room is saying that they love you and are passing on their love to you as well.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys, too. It just seemed like yesterday when my grandma was saying manic Mondays and just so super upset about this. Like, that was like, you know, I took care of her, and it's just, unbelievable right now. I just can't even, like, grasp what's going on. So
we thank you for sharing her with us, too.
Yeah. I'm glad
we can archive this. We will archive that the best we can, Michelle.
Yeah, that would be nice, making, like, a little tribute for her.
Yeah. I don't want, never mind. I don't want to talk about me, though.
What's going on with you, Ron?
What?
So what's going on with you?
Cherry, I'm going to let Cherry decide how much to tell you.
I don't know how much more I can handle.
then
I don't think we
want
need to
hold
off Michelle
just
right
keep
now.
Me your prayers.
Just,
It was nice of you to ask, Michelle, but
why don't you just get through with your family stuff right now, and we'll update you on Ron later, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm going to go because I got to go back to my aunt's waiting room,
and the fast track room, whatever you call it.
Michelle, if you are able to update us, we'd appreciate it. But if you aren't able to, we also understand. But just try to feel our love for you, okay, honey?
All right. Everybody,
and if you DM
everybody.
Me, I pass it along to Cherry, and she's a great passer on her.
I think you have my number, hon. If you want to call me, you can.
Okay.
And
I
love
you,
Michelle.
I love you too, Ron. And I love everybody in the chat. Thank you guys for everything. I really appreciate all the great thoughts and prayers and messages you guys have all sent. So,
you take care of you, hon.
Tell your mom I'm praying for her.
Yeah, my mom. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye, Michelle.
Bye, sweetie. I'm sorry, Ron. I just don't think.
No, that's why I gave you the option.
I just don't think we need to pile that on her right now.
Okay.
You had the right sense there, Ron and Cherry. I think that you made the right.
I don't think she really was ready to handle it right now.
That's why I went with you.
Yep.
Because I knew she will ask, and I didn't want to be asked and not know what to say. So I was like, and I thought we shouldn't talk about Dan either to her.
I didn't either. I didn't want to put anything more on her than she already has right now. She's got way too much on her already.
All right, yeah. The big brother, one that we didn't bring up before Michelle came on, is Natalie of BB11.
She wasn't a bully. She just tortured people. Their smell.
She was a major instigator. She stirred the got people. Yeah, but what other seasons?
You know how bad her smell was? Kevin talks about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
what about, let's see, what season, BB9, oh, we already did that one. Who would have been a bully in
you know who was a big bully? But he did it such a good way that he didn't have to. That is Dr. Will.
Ooh. That's an interesting choice. I'm trying to digest that one.
But he's not a bully like I said, there's bullies.
Not in the classical sense, if you will. Kind of in a sneaky.
He's more mind games.
Yeah.
And same with Dan was a mind gamer.
Would Jerry? He could get a little nasty.
Jerry was just old and. And didn't know better. He would play the game like you do.
I knew that was going. What about BB6? Who in BB6? Somebody from the nerd herd, you think?
A vet.
Oh, good choice.
I hated her. Oh, I didn't say that out loud. She's been on the show twice, so I won't need her again. So,
Jerry just farted a lot. Way to go, Craiger.
I'll never forget when he walked into the pool. I never laughed so hard in all of my life. I will never forget that.
Rennie was kind of a little bully. Not really.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do without any more mouth smacking next season. I see Pammy talking about how he bullied April. Oh, he so did. Oh, my God, that's true. Oh, my God.
Buster!
Oh, my God.
I like Rennie too, Vicky.
They're good friends right now. I love Howie.
He's just on a natural high.
I hope he hasn't called my hospital room again.
He's making new friends from Dalton's hospital, yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I still can't believe Cherry talked to my mayor.
You got to vote for him now. Is it him?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's him. I do vote for him, actually. He actually knew who I was. I don't know who he is, but...
He knew of you, yeah.
Hey, Ron, the timing is good for this, but let me tell you, it looks like in a couple hours from now, you're going to get absolutely pounded. There is quite a strong line of thunderstorms running through Alabama.
Yeah, they're coming our way.
Yeah, they sure
are. I'm actually kind of glad. I'm going to, after the show, guys, I'm planning on running to that bathroom, taking my rest of my pills, eating my yogurt, eating some chicken breast, the lunch meat, and...
Pee away, PPP.
What about Matt? Was he a bully? I don't know.
Bullied around in his pants. Oh, he had his hand in his pants all the time. He was bullying his privates, huh? I don't know.
No, I didn't. I'm happy. His wife buys books from us.
Oh, really? At
the flea market.
Flea market?
Yeah. Sorry for the randomness. I'm looking forward to Dancing with Stars. How about you guys all tonight?
Oh, me too. I can't wait to miss it again.
I love the show this year. It's one of my favorite. I love
seeing as it was on while we were on last night. Did you finally watch the end of Apprentice?
Technically, no. I know who won go, so I'm willing to talk about it. I would like to see it kind of my, unless you guys talk me out of it.
I haven't watched the end of it yet, but that's okay if you guys want to talk about it.
Have you know who got home?
I have a guess who went home, but...
Okay, guess yes. Who went home.
Meatloaf?
No.
Nope.
I want to ask...
I want to know how he went home. So anybody that... You watched it, Paul?
Yes.
Did you watch it?
Okay, first of all, they announced that it was over 600,000 guys raised, and I thought, winners! And then they go to the women, and they raised over 900,000. In fact, they were 14,000 short of a million. And Trump said, I'm going to give you 14,000 of my money to make it a cool million that they raised. Then they gave an option because of Jose leaving due to family reasons. They gave the women an option of, should we not fire anybody from the men? And they said, no, you got to fire one. And it came down to two criteria they asked. You know, this was a fundraiser who raised the least, and that would have been Richard Hatch. Then they said, who could you, going forward in future competitions, afford to lose? And John Rich said, I perceive that it's going to be more focus is going to be needed in subsequent or future tasks, and the person that can focus the least is Gary Busey. And then Mary Matlin stepped in and just started heaping praise upon Gary because she said, I know him well, and he's a genius and all this, blah, blah, blah. And they finally, he said, I think Trump just likes Gary to stay on there. He just turned and he said, seeing as you raised the least, Richard, you're gone. He goes, wait a minute. I had a whole list of things I was going to use to talk you out of that. He said, too bad. So
Hatch is gone, huh?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Do you think he's gone because of the money thing? And that he thought he had it covered, and that now, you know, he couldn't cover it.
Okay, well, the money, he didn't raise hardly anything.
No, I'm talking about the money.
Half,
like,
whether
he fired him easy.
I don't know. Who knows? I don't know what was known at the time of taping or whatever, but that could be something that could be a variable that we won't ever find out about, I guess.
You should have known better than that. You should know stuff like that.
My crystal ball is on the blink.
But an American Next Restaurant, awesome show, love it. I was been trying to find the past two Night Kitchen Nightmares to catch up with that, since I've been watching Shark Tank.
Well, I still haven't watched that one, Ron, but one that people aren't talking about, I think, because of confliction Sunday night for Amazing Race, is The Secret Millionaire. I love that show.
I taped that show, too. I haven't watched it yet this week, but...
No, I agree.
I do watch it.
I need to catch up with that one, too. I just think we've had some good reality this past few months.
By the way, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just noticed again, and I was going to say this earlier, that there's another new person I hadn't noticed in there before, and I want to verbally say welcome, welcome, Sweet Lemon.
Welcome back, Sweet Lemon.
Really?
No,
Cindy. Huh?
Really? She used to come here all the time.
You're breaking up a bit, Ron.
She used to come in here all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, glad to meet you. I will see
you. Nice to meet you, Sweet Lemon.
Well, guys, I'm going to watch Dance with the Stars and stuff and get ready to batten down my hatches for the thunderstorm and eat supper, some yogurt, and some chicken breast.
Okay.
And,
take care, Ron.
Is that a good meal?
That's a very good meal.
And I've had enough vegetables today. So.
I don't care what you're taking in. I want to know how much you're peeing out. Rod, I was up late the other night and watching whatever I was doing, and it was like, was it about 3:30 my time? About 4:30, Ron says, are you awake? And I said, yep. He told me that he had gotten up to pee, 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 pee.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. And please keep Ron, Dan, and Michelle in your prayers. And we will see you back tomorrow night, hopefully, for another show.
We'll be here.
At 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Come back and join us. Say goodnight, Ron.
I said goodnight, Joe.
Goodnight, Paul.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, Adders.
Goodnight,
Jerry.
Goodnight, Jerry. Goodnight, Paul. Goodnight, John Boy.
John Boy, I knew you were going to...